Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The MAGA narrative just got blown up in one swoop. This entire Minnesota fraud case that MAGA supporters have been chasing for the past week blew up in their faces. First of all, happy New Year's Eve, everybody. There is nothing I would rather spend my New Year's Eve doing than debunking MAGA lies as they try to tear down what makes America great. There is nothing I would rather spend my next year doing than continuing to fight to take our country back after these types of lies and disinformation campaigns have tricked Americans en masse into thinking that elections are stolen, people are eating animals, that immigrants are plundering our country, when this is incongruent with the reality on the ground. So we have a new report from CBS News Minnesota. A local CBS wing actually went and did real journalism, talked to these daycares, and in fact got security footage of 23-year-old YouTuber Nick Shirley walking up with his crew and his camera in hand. But the interesting thing is, on that same exact day, both before and after, a bunch of kids and families can be seen on the same security camera bringing their children to ABC Learning Center in this case. I'm not doxing it. They talk about it in this news segment that I'm about to play. Just for some broad context, over the past week, this video of a YouTuber named Nick Shirley going daycare center to daycare center demanding that he sees some sort of kids or some sort of proof of kids. Honestly, the entire strategy is crazy, but Trump supporters have been using this video as some silver bullet, apparently, that there is widespread fraud within the state of Minnesota, mainly concentrated within daycares. And at first, when I saw the video with no context, I was like, huh, this seems a little bit weird. But then I thought about it for one more second and I realized the manner and method in which you try to investigate these things matters. You can't walk up to a door with three masked men and two cameras and just start knocking on the door requesting to see any sort of kids in the area. So already, he's not creating conditions favorable to a good, fair investigation. But then, just the racism ensued. And I'm not just throwing that word around there because I find it fun. Like, the thing that Donald Trump tweeted today was actually racist. He said, much of the Minnesota fraud, up to 90%, is caused by people that came into our country illegally from Somalia. Okay, stop. This first sentence is so incredibly false, I don't even know where to begin. How about I introduce you to Amy Block? This is the white woman who is the ringleader for the actual Minnesota fraud case that did happen. Here's the reality. There was a big fraud case that happened in Minnesota. There were multiple. They were found under the Biden DOJ. People were convicted under the Biden DOJ, and most of the investigations happened under Biden leading into Trump. These were actually being investigated in a court of law. And this white woman, Amy Block, was the ringleader. Yes, Somalis were involved, but you can't paint broad brushes over an entire community because some white woman was the ringleader of fraud concentrated in a Somali community. This has just turned into this big racist shitstorm where they're trying to paint this on every single Somali, which obviously is not fair whatsoever. Andrew Mercado points out, we have completely destroyed Nick Shirley's propaganda video at daycare centers in Minneapolis within a 48-hour time frame. Incredible work. The fraud has been held accountable in Minnesota for the past 3 years, and our governor's administration has work to do to prevent it from happening again. It's not a matter of national interest. It's not some immigration-related thing. Fraud happens in every single system and needs to be minimized in every single system. But I want to show you this video. This video of CBS News Minnesota debunking the entire case. I think this is the silver bullet debunk, this report right here. Make sure you drop a like to help boost this video so all of the damage that's been done by these right-wing lies can at least partially be undone. You know, I've made some videos about this over the past few days, and someone left this comment that was like, Adam, why do you even bother covering MAGA lies? Can't we just ignore it at this point? And I feel like that really just misreads the moment that we're in. I mean, the MAGA supporters have control of both chambers of Congress and the presidency. Nick Shirley's original video has 150 million views on Twitter alone because J.D. Vance and Elon Musk boost it all of the time. The idea that we can just ignore and turn a blind eye to all of this disinformation without at least trying to fight back with the truth, I think it's just nihilistic and misses the moment. So I responded to this comment, and they got really mad at me. They were like, Adam, just give up at this point. It's like, guys, we are pushing back with the truth. So make sure you drop a like. And if you subscribe to the Adamocler feed, it means the world. Let's check out this clip right here.
This is ABC Learning Center in Minneapolis.
They have to learn ABC and numbers.
Director Ahmed Hassan gave WCCO a tour after finding his daycare in the national spotlight.
All right, we've arrived to ABC Learning Center.
In a now viral video, right-wing YouTuber Nick Shirley claims nearly a dozen daycare centers in Minnesota are taking public funds but not providing a service. He says ABC Learning Center is one of them, knocking on the door in mid-December.
I would like to check a child in the daycare.
Hassan says his employee didn't respond because Shirley was in a group of about eight people and his staff were concerned about recent ICE activity.
Is this daycare committing fraud?
No, we're not committing fraud.
Hassan showed us security footage from the same day Shirley was here. According to the timestamps in the videos, this woman takes a young child into the center at around 9 a.m. that day, about 3 hours before Shirley arrives at the door closer to the street. Within the hour after Shirley leaves, a woman arrives at the other door with a stroller. A larger family heads inside a few hours later.
Okay, I'm sorry for pausing, but holy shit, that just blew up the entire narrative. So Nick Shirley came with a group of like five guys to the front and was demanding to see proof of any sort of children, but the reality is the children had come earlier that morning, during the lunch break, later after parents were getting home or getting off of work, they were picking up their kids. So there were kids, but they enter through the back. Maybe the kids enter through the back because creeps like these guys are harassing the front with a camera. It's just so insanely perfect how dumb it is. This dude was literally knocking on the front door with masked men and wondering why kids weren't coming out.
Heads inside a few hours later. Tuesday afternoon, WCCO found at least a dozen children at ABC Learning Center, which is licensed with the state. Records show Minnesota officials last visited the daycare in November, noting some corrected and ongoing violations related to day-to-day operations, but no record of fraud.
What did I do? I'm just a typical human being who wants to live and do the right thing. I have kids to feed.
Umi Hassan, the daycare's current owner, believes these latest fraud accusations are political. Both she and Hassan are Somali Americans.
We pay our taxes. We do whatever we can to be a law-abiding citizen. At the same time, when one Somali does something wrong, we all get collective punishment.
With Shirley's video now approaching 2.3 million views on YouTube alone, they say they are getting nonstop phone calls harassing them.
I was looking for a place for my granddaughter.
With many of those calls attached to out-of-state phone numbers.
They normally say, knock, knock, we're gonna come. You're gonna arrest, you know, something like that.
Hassan says they turned over attendance records to comply with the Department of Homeland Security request. They're now waiting to hear back. CBS News is reviewing records related to the same daycares. All but two have active licenses. And Aaron, while the active places have violations related to safety or staff training, there's no recorded evidence
of any sort of fraud, which is a far, far different accusation than saying, hey, there may be some violations, but he accused them of funneling millions and millions of dollars in fraud. The reality is, again, this is collective punishment and racial profiling. I'm not the type of person that throws around racist accusations all the time, but when the ringleader of the actual fraud that happened in 2023 and 2024 looks like this, Amy Block, founder and executive director of the nonprofit organization that scammed a bunch of government or institutions, she looks like this, and that's awful, and fraud should be minimized, but I just don't like what they're doing with this story, very clearly turning it into a racial thing. Andrew then reports, breaking, NPR News reports that Minnesota House GOP leader Lisa DeMuth acknowledged the Republican Party's involvement in Nick Shirley's viral daycare video. Quote, we worked with Nick Shirley on this. So the Republican Party in Minnesota was colluding with Nick Shirley to villainize and demonize an immigrant population. That matters because the video has been widely framed as independent citizen journalism, but it was a politically backed hit piece, obviously. Minnesota officials have said fraud investigations were already underway long before the video, and inspections have not backed up many of the claims made about the specific daycare centers shown. Again, inspections have not backed up many of the claims made. That is what the same Minnesota officials that helped bankroll this video are saying. Still, the video fueled widespread outrage and targeted scrutiny of Somali-owned childcare providers. To continue, Jordan says, when charlatan right-wing grifters like Nick Shirley are then challenged by CNN, they mumble and stumble to the point of embarrassment. This is outside of the Quality Learning Center. Which, by the way, I think a very valid criticism could be, hey, this learning center should be spelling things right on the sign. I can very fairly say, yeah, of course, Quality Learning Center is weird. They should definitely have it say Quality Learning Center. But that's different than, you know, extracting fraud and racial profiling from this type of small mistake.
We're from CNN, can we talk to you? This is MAGA YouTuber Nick Shirley. Back at a daycare in Minnesota, he alleged was a fraudulent facility in a now viral video.
People are going to say this is a left or right issue, but no, fraud is fraud. And so I'm not out here trying to put a twist on things.
Shirley's viral video, released over the weekend, in which he says he's uncovering tens of millions of dollars in fraud at Minneapolis daycares run by the Somali community, was retweeted by Elon Musk and Vice President J.D. Vance. In the video, Shirley tries to open locked doors and talk to people at various daycares he claims are frauds.
Did you come during their normal operating hours when you came to visit?
I came at 11 a.m., I believe, and I also came the following day, later in the day. The point of it is not whether or not I came at the right time of their operation hours. The point is that blacked out doors, they can't give you any information. You call that number, no one answers. I wasn't trying to go inside, and there should be a way for somebody to actually be able to call that number and somebody be able to answer. These aren't real businesses.
But surely you don't think a daycare should just be unlocked. You shouldn't be able to just walk into a daycare.
There shouldn't be a reception.
It is a reception. No, every daycare is locked.
And so, okay, you bring up a fair point.
Oh my God, he's just so clueless. You bring up a fair point. I didn't think of this until after I blasted this video out to 200 million people and ruined the lives of these daycare owners and turned it into a national debacle. I didn't think that there probably aren't receptions and unlocked doors at daycare centers in 2025. You know, I'm gonna leave it there, but if you wanna see more thorough breakdowns and debunks, just drop a like on this video, drop some blue hearts, and let me know, because we can continue to hammer home. And I truly do think it's important that we are out here pushing a counter-narrative after these videos rake up hundreds and hundreds of millions of views. Some people don't see the battle that we're in on this online information war. I think it's a waste of time to even engage with this stuff, but I disagree. I think we push back, we hammer it home, we talk about the truth, and that's why we're here. I love you guys. Peace out.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.